This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga, a loyal aide to outgoing Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, won a landslide victory in a ruling party leadership election Monday, paving the way for Japan's first change of leader in nearly 8 years. Suga, 71, who has promised to continue Abe's key policies, said his big win would give him the backing to pursue his reform goals, including deregulation and breaking down bureaucratic silos, and that containing the coronavirus and reviving the economy were conditions for calling a snap general election. Quote, "As I got big support in numbers today, the environment in which I can pursue my policy agenda in a stable manner has been secured," Suga told a news conference. President Donald Trump was back in his element this weekend, soaking up the raucous cheers of his crowd, but his rally in a Nevada warehouse was in open defiance of state regulations and his own administration's pandemic health guidelines. Mr. Trump Sunday hosted his first indoor rally since June, telling a packed, nearly maskless crowd that the nation was, quote, making the last turn in defeating the virus. Storm-weary Gulf Coast residents are preparing for a new weather onslaught as Tropical Storm Sally churns northward. Forecasters from the National Hurricane Center in Miami said Sally is expected to become a hurricane Monday and reach shore by early Tuesday, bringing dangerous weather conditions, including risk of flooding to a region stretching from Morgan City, Louisiana to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards urged people to prepare for the storm immediately. He also said there are still many from southwestern Louisiana who evacuated from Hurricane Laura into New Orleans. This is VOA News.